And you also sang about love or very gentle themes as well. And I understood your character as very peaceful and loving person. Do you consider it that way?
I'm a peaceful warrior.
Well,
I think, you know, I think that there's a part in me that is a fighter to, you know, there's no way I could have gotten where I am without that. Uh-huh. Because there's so many, you know, being blind, you know, there's so many people that tell you can't do something. Mm-hmm. Especially when I was a kid, there was a lot of people telling me, you can't do this, you can't do that. Uh-huh. And, you know, if they could only see me now, you know, I mean, so, yes, I'm peaceful, but I'm also very adamant about the things I believe in. I believe in good music. I believe in talking over fighting. Mm-hmm. There's always something to talk about until you start pulling out the guns, right. And then the talking stops.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But you have to have the guns. Mm. Just don't use them.
Mm. Right. I was really amazed. I was watching it. Your interview on TV, and you were saying that even losing your eyesight could be blessing because mm-hmm. you are doing what you are considering what you are doing now, it's you could do much more, and that's really positive and a strong statement, I thought. And I wonder what made you think that way? They really positively and very strongly.
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing about that is I think one of the things that can make you stronger as a person and give you character is how your family treats you when you're young. You know, the really important people in my life that I loved and I looked up to have always told me that I was, you know, capable and able to do anything that I wanted to do. And that's really important. Mm-hmm. Because if your family is saying that you're stupid or that you can't do something, that's, you know, one of the worst things they could do. That's as bad as if they beat you, you know. So that's one thing. You know, it's a blessing because it gives me a perspective. Uh-huh. You know, being blind gives me a perspective that's unique. Mm. And it's one of the things that I tried to explore more with this record, is actually writing from the point of view of a blind person, using metaphors, like I said, that reflect the way that I experience the world. Uh-huh. Rather than borrowing sort of visual metaphors. So the more that I know is an example of that. The lyrics in The More That I Know. Mm. There's lots of metaphor based on touch and mm-hmm. smell and taste mm-hmm. and sound.